spring, good action. All the victorious ones appear vivid here before my mind. And I multiply my body as many times as atoms in the universe, each one blowing the prostration to all the Buddhas. Every atom preside my many Buddhas as atoms, and around them all their bodhisattvas here. And so imagine them filling completely the entire space of reality, surmounting and the less of Sumapray, the sound of ocean of different melodies, a saying of Buddha's noble qualities, and I praise all those who have gone to perfect bliss. To every Buddha, I make offer of good loving, beautiful garland of music and the perfume, best colors of the various lamps of fine incense. To every Buddha, I make offerings, kisses, garments, frequencies, and powdered incense. Keep the high Mount Meru. Arrange the perfect symmetry and the best possible offering. Inspired by my devotion to the all Buddhas and motivated by power of faith and good actions, offering to the victorious one. Whatever negative acts I have committed while driven by desire, hatred, and ignorance, with my body, speech, and also with my mind, before you, I confess and purify each and every one. With a heart full of delight, I rejoice all the merits and Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, perfected Buddhas, those who trained in the Arhat beyond training, and every living being throughout the entire universe. You who are the weakest light shine through the world, that passes through the stages of enlightenment, attain the Buddhahood, free from all attachment. I sort you, all of you protectors, turn the unsuppressible wheel of Dharma. Joining my palms together, I pray to the intent path into Nirvana. Remain for eons as many as the atoms in this world, and bring the well-being and the happiness to the living beings. What little virtues I have gathered through my homage, through offering, confess, and rejoicing, through exhortation and prayer, all of it I dedicate to the enlightenment of all beings. I think I finished 50, right? Now it's 51, I think. Overpowered by their minds' afflictions, worldly folk are helpless to secure their happiness. Compared with those who wonder, I am able. This, therefore, shall be my task. So these are, you have to raise your self-confidence, this part. It's all talking about different confidence. And sometimes it's become egocentric, the proud and overconfident by blind confidence through this. So there's a differentiate two type of confidence or determination. So this is a good one that is saying, although many people are following the distorted emotion, distorted view, but so they cannot really benefit themselves. Seemingly they were getting something, but in the end they don't have anything but only negative karma. So these are the lacking of wisdom eyes, and also skillful means to know what is right and wrong, what should accumulate, what we should abandon or resist. So for some meditators, they were able to stay in a solitude area to accumulate their own increase or enhance their understanding of this knowledge of the Dharma, and also gain some experience, actual experience from the meditation. And they don't want to engage with the worldly, secular world so much. They say that, sometimes, of course, this is a little bit kind of emphasizing that, saying, oh, in a worldly society, what you see is mostly fossil kind of a reality. False, not the real one, what they are seeking and searching. And the people speak a lot, but they're less true, kind of reliable words. Mostly it's different misunderstanding and lies and many things like that. They said also we should not engage with too much in that world, and you should contemplate and enhance your own understanding and accumulation. So eventually they said it's like a sun. No need to help by others, but their own shining by themselves. And there's a line rose, and then they will, one voice going around to hear by all different animals. So, they were talking about, as we said before, one is a confused mind with a proud mind, or confident with the confusion. And the one is confident with the wisdom. Then is it confident with the wisdom, or because of the right view, you raise some confidence that can reverse or attain the ignorance confidence. Next, also why they don't engage with worldly too much, or they don't have the same interest, because in the worldly society, people have endless desire to pursuing worldly gain. And then for that, they will waste all lifetime and spend all energy. But eventually, the worldly pursuit is endless. So there is a new thing, always new products, new kind of fashions. So you already have something that become old and become less kind of cherished or less important for you. So from these, for sometimes for the different circumstances, for some people, even for the gain, find some eat to eat and little kind of material progress, they have to spend a lot of time, and even sometimes they don't have enough energy or time to sleep, work on the, so the lot of busy schedule, but in the end they didn't gain that much. So, for this year, by after year, and they can go run with the rain and running into river, or not run into raining days and tornado. But it's there is a word saying any sick days, even you have to work. For many people, you have to start early up in the 5 or even more earlier time to prepare one day, and until night, maybe 7 or some people even from 9 to 9, that is 12 hours. And 1 week, you only have 1 day, or even some people don't have 1 day to rest. For that, and then compared to in the end of this life, or you will see anything you gain, they have to leave behind. So for them to spend all kind of time and energy, they try to gain something, and eventually it's not really belong to you, then it's difficult for them to give up. And then wondering, and that thinking about those wealth and accumulation too much, then the attachment and even on some story, some cases, it become like a hungry ghost, but the ghost is still hanging around the property or jewelries or something they have. So after they pass away, and those wealth took by some people, divided by their relatives or something, then they even become kind of a source of a force to become a harmful spirit, and sometimes appear in some people's dream, and sometimes making some noise in their kind of furniture or houses. And so compare this life of those, and if you already have an understanding of Dharma, and you gain some wisdom and confidence, and you have a wisdom, understand of some wisdom. So one side is this verses say, we shall continue to study and raise the deeper understanding of mind and understanding of the teaching, and realize some wisdom. But for this path, one we have to conquer, or one we have to attain our mind. One is the arrogant ignorance, one of the, and it said, ocean in a very low position, but all rivers running into the ocean. That means they have even you keep your head and the status very low, but you accumulate all sorts of kind of benefits. It said even a very high peak, very high, but very dry sometimes. So there is no some water or accumulations. So internally, if you understand the low, how does it be, arrogant is with the not understanding or one's kind of way of appear and way of existence, then ignorance or self-centric confidence. It's come from you think you are real and solid existence. Then What we are saying is, we are not saying nihilism, there is a no self completely. There is a self. And there is a self, try to study and try to accumulate, want to help others and eventually achieve Buddhahood, this. Then what is that kind of self? It's not same as normally what we think who we are. Self, it's very illusory type of self. You cannot catch anything solid thing, self-independent, long-lasting, everlasting, or something that kind of is. Only what we see is kind of pure and emptiness spontaneously in that form, and emptiness is, as Heart Sutra mentioned, form is emptiness, emptiness is form. Form is not other than emptiness. Emptiness also not other than form. It's that applies to all kind of phenomena, including mind. And then you can hear and you can feel that is five aggregates or five skandhas, sometimes it's called. Five skandhas is the, I think it's a Sanskrit words, but it's saying the accumulations or compound make something appears. Compound elements, compound. Compound, then there is no centric rule. There is no anything is making that essential rule. It's all compound, the phenomenon coming and appears in certain way. And some elements disappears, then these collapse. So it's called all phenomena cause. There is a cause from the cause and the condition. And once cause and the condition changes, then the way of appearance and the way of there's a transcendental kind of one's kind of fruition also changes. That's why the practice or spiritual practice, karma, changing the purifying karma works, because it's although there is no solid independent kind of soul type of kind of owner or holder or creator, that type of characters, but it doesn't mean there is no cause and effect in the relative world. So we have to work on that. So similarly, for this arrogance or egotence, self-confidence, that if we, what is this word? Can you explain conceit? Yes. Mm. Yes. It said it's better to reduce or know that kind of type of arrogant, confident, arrogant. There is a very different confident. If you say anything, there is no harm. But arrogant, if somebody challenging or something, then you feel something difficult. So if you take personal, that means you have a strong, holding some ego. If there is no taking personal, then nothing to hold on. So it's a kind of a completely just open. And free from that kind of damage and any kind of fear of this mental state. Yes, please, you can. I will try to speak more clear now.
When they find a dying serpent, even crows behave like sullen eagles. Therefore, if you weak and feeble hearted, even those dogs will strike at the danger.
So this is, I think, giving a very good example. It says, crows. Generally, crows are not, they are kind of take advantage of some weak, not that strong kind of birds. But they saw some snake dead, then they act very bravely. They become like a soaring eagle, right? Soaring eagles. Sometimes they say the Garuda in the other kind of texts. I think Garuda is like a legendary bird. It's very powerful, and even they can tame dragon and snakes, or these poison snakes. Of course, if we say this representing the if someone who is in deep, distorted mind, afflicted emotion combined with those, then any incidents can hurt them. And if you become more understanding the teaching on the experiential, then you don't have the afflictions or won't occur much, and you become free from afflictions. And then even something goes wrong, or some illnesses, and some relationship problems, or you become poor, or you become old, or anything. If you become a target by somebody, or someone kills you, something, anything like that happens, you don't deeply fall into the trap of emotion and some realness. If you free from that, anything you touch to the real, then you will be in the trouble. And if you see these are just merely kind of stories and played by characters of karma, and it's like a film or cinema, there's a different story in the cinema. Similarly, in the human one's person's life, you can be have a hurt and think different things, but you have to always remember. It doesn't matter how real this appears, how seemingly very real, but actually that is just illusion. It's like everyone have an experience of dreaming. When you dream, during the time of the dreaming, then most people fell into the realness, and then felt real, and then raised different happy and sorrow kind of feeling. But once you wake up, most people feel kind of liberated from that dream, and immediately they kind of become very relaxed and ease, have this. So similarly, these if you too much attached to the worldly dharma, like importance of gain and lose, and what you have an idea of happiness and the suffering in the relative world, and then you always want happiness and try to avoid the suffering, of course, this is a natural for normal people. But if you, it's like Dharma always often emphasize the ups and downs, sorrow and happiness, both can be a vehicle of the chief transcendental wisdom and enlightenment. Or you can say sentient being and the Buddha, both, one is unsurpassable and holy, noble one. Other sentient beings may be, you've seen some people, some sentient beings are appear very poor or ugly or something in animal realm or anything, but they are actually are great kind of a source or great object of your practice. And without them, you cannot achieve bodhisattva and Buddhahood. Similarly, the affliction also too. There is a you don't necessarily have to completely void. It's impossible. In one's life, you have faced different things, but you have to understand the nature of the phenomena, then become much easier. But here, a particular subject is talking about how to differentiate two ego or two arrogance. One is healthy and beneficial, other one is harmful and negative. And we try to first analyze those two type of arrogance. And then maybe use similar words. Also, sometimes for some people confuse which one is the healthy or correct arrogance, helpful, one is harmful. So sometimes misused or misunderstood. So here said, if you have less confidence to overcome suffering, then even small incidents, small problems, or can knock you over or hang, make you difficult. But once you become very, you have a right view and a good exercise and practice, then like you become Garuda or the real ego. Anything negative afflictions comes, become kind of your nutrition or that help you become stronger. But if you're depressed, I give up trying. How can I imagine freedom from my object state? But if I stand my ground with a proud resolve, it will be hard for even great faults to attack me.
I don't understand.
Yes.
When they find a dying serpent.
Yes.
Even crows behave like slimy eagles.
Yes.
I don't understand.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That means he's saying, I think, saying the crown, they were seeing, when they saw dead kind of snake. Dead snake, and then they were very brave and to kind of confiscate their body or something to eat crow and to eat the snake. And when the snake alive, then they were not very brave to attack the snake. But the swan eagle is anytime live or dead, they will eat up the snakes. So I think here was saying, let's see. The crows representing the fear of people not having enough confidence and only small things, or they were performing well, but if they're facing more challenging, bigger challenges, they will have a difficult to kind of overcome. So we should suppose it should become like a soaring ego, something like that. It's very good. So here, next one is basically saying we have to be diligent and courageously to practice Dharma. And otherwise, how we can accumulate wisdom and merit? How are we going to transform or the attain our mind and change our kind of negative karma? So confidence help you to gain that power. I think anything, if you want in Bodhisattva activities, you generally three points important. One, it's not harming others. It's difficult for many people. It's not maybe I think more for worldly kind of normal people like us. It's a difficult. There is some challenges, degree of challenges. For example, we say, don't eat meat. Then, if you have a wondering eating meat and it's delicious, if somebody offer you some very good cooked meat, and then you think, oh, maybe I will try to wait this time, or I will take this opportunity to eat. And then you have your mind, you think, I should kind of keep my vows and not kind of, you almost reach, use your hand preaching and think, oh no, I shouldn't do this, and then take it back. It's that kind of a power, and you are able to turn back towards the desire or anything harming. So some people, if you're saying something very negative or harm you, you had the opportunity to harm them and saying something bad, or there, when other people are in unfortunate kind of a position or something. But then you easy to harm them, but you don't harm them. So you say, oh, that's enough. No, don't do anything. Thank you. Yes, similarly.
I did.
Yeah, good.
Grandson.
Uh-huh.
So I became so preaching about
uh-huh.
my
uh-huh.
And then one day he came in and he said, I'm going to be
uh-huh. Yes, yes.
Strongly against
him. Yes, yes. Oh really? You can eat?
Yes.
Oh,
okay. I don't know if he'll keep going like that forever, but it's because, I think it's because of me.
I think these requests are only for yourself. You cannot ask other people do this and that. This is our principle. It's if other people are doing well, you can rejoice. Other people are not doing well. Maybe in some good relationship you can suggest or help them, but otherwise you have to respect people. If in the this didn't do well, but next time they can do better, or in this kind of aspect they are not doing good, but in other many aspects they are doing very well. So you cannot say all perfect, but also we shouldn't criticize people by one aspect or something like that. So, another one position, yes. And also, resist from harm, and enrich yourself, and also difficult. For example, you say, in the morning or daily time, normally we heard of, since we were studying Dharma, and we heard of this shouldn't do, that we should do. But if you follow day by day life, mundane life, and you have to wake up very early morning to do meditation, for many people, very difficult. Although they say enlightenment is smiling towards you, but you say, oh, I don't want, now I want to sleep a little more. First, can put the enlightened path beside of my time, and something like that. And also help sentient being, also big challenging. Maybe you can help one or 10 or 100, but if you see 10,000 million or something, then you say, think that is enough for me. Don't difficult for me to help that much. And so here it's saying be confident, healthy confident, or that empower, bring yourself brave, that encourages the mind, is in those practice. First, you have the deep understanding of there is no, if you have a very strong self with the wrong identity, identification of yourself, what is you, what is self, then become ego and easily to break down, and also have it, how to say, misused by that kind of understanding. But if you once again some wisdom, especially we, I think in 9th chapter, more talking about what is self. It's more most important, all of the different questions and different aspect of practice, but the self is all of the in the roots. Me and mine is always in the roots of the kind of motivation. And then once we understand, saying deeply, even you think of illusion, it's there is a self, but this self is not like you have a painted or think, imagine who you are, and really who you are is very different. So if you imagine and the concept, given label, and what is it? Merely it's kind of I think it is a word. Sometimes I forget. Today, not my day. It's the same. Yeah, a little bit hot. Yes, maybe I should take off some clothes. Then I become smart. Yes. Mango. One English word I don't remember. Then I start there. It's the same. Concept and labeled making who you are in the relative concept, but then if you deeply understand all phenomena, including self concept, is interdependent arising. There is no centric ownership type of a self. It's not there. And then I think if somebody saying something with this practice of continuously in some stand, some degree or some level of your realization, then going beyond of anything take personal or become kind of a difficult situation, that you have a more illusory understanding of this world anyway. So many practitioners, even they were talking to people, and simultaneously they do have a deeply understand this is a, like a temporary kind of compound appearance, and then there is nothing kind of to cling and to grasp. So then they're free from the attachment. I think because of that, then they become the healthy kind of anything they do is purely altruistic mind. So this is also continuously emphasizing the braveness and the diligence. If we want to eliminate suffering and all different type of misunderstanding and misusing our worldly kind of gain and life itself and the body, then we should have a continuously study and the continuously diligently kind of practice. What we should practice is saying we should rely on some good teacher first to gain some knowledge, and then to accordingly to practice of that Dharma, and with the confidence and aspiration, and with the fearless kind of and the courageous practice, and eventually you can attain one's mind, and all illusions, distortions can disappears, and you can reach enlightenment. And otherwise, if we become too weak, I think, as we said before, one of the Bodhisattva and the Buddha's quality, 10 quality of what they're one important after the enlightenment is called the fearless importance. But I think generally fearless, with this, the enlightenment and the fearless, I think, coming together. Otherwise, before that, reach enlightenment, pain and the fear, these are normal for the kind of normal beings. Yes.
I will be the victor of. And nothing shall prevail in me. The offspring of the lion, the conqueror, should constantly abide in this self-confidence.
So this, yes, yes, sure.
I just thought,
yes.
Work and see.
Yes, conceit.
It's self-confidence, but it's egotistic.
Yes, I think it's right. Right. Yes. I think these two important concepts. One side, you have to tame your mind and then not become kind of a powerful, forceful mind, useful. I think elegant or confidence, these are emphasized in many societies, seeing them as a positive qualities. Positive qualities. If some people say you lack on self-confidence, then people maybe discriminate or criticize you. But for Buddhism also, they will have two type of confidence, especially in Tibet, I think. If you're confident, you will find many enemies. Better to kind of lower down a little bit. And that's why I think in Tibet, you're hardly seeing people have a kind of using their leg, putting the other leg and stay in a kind of stadium. Or if you are in a top, especially. You are in the top. If you do this, then people think you are very too arrogant. Somebody will knock down you. And then that is, I think, culture differences. the people like to encounter, interact with the people with the low key and with humble mind, kind of humble gesture. And people who often kind of seeing themselves, thoughts of themselves, and then to something, see quality of others, then these people, I think that is also maybe later on become like a standard kind of I think you see, one word can diplomatic, kind of diplomatic skills. you should do like certain activities. People, I think last you find is they were using hand and doing this, or of course this very void. You should have to wait mostly. But some people do it, but they want to do it on their face, or but sometimes just want to point in up a little bit. Sometimes people doing these are fine, I think. And if people this, I think these back, this is fine, completely fine. But if you do this, it's a little bit not very good. This way, I think, all similar in different society. Yes. But also people like to have a saying something bravely, bravely if you have a reason. People do like to hear. If you have a reason, you don't say anything, then maybe not wrong, but if you saying something with a kind of respect and with a reason, solid reason, then people respect these people more. But if you have a reason, then you shouting and you making very loud, then people you saw also that kind of container of yourself, it's not that beauty, but in the container contain something good. Then if this container and the contained also good, both good, is important. That means messenger and message is both have to be trained, and the way you put and present, it's important. If you have a message is very bad, and the messenger also act very awkwardly, then it's not very good. I mean, yes. Yeah. And then this here, I think not that simple, but saying people who have a very confident and devotion towards the enlightened path, and Buddha himself, let me see. It's we should have this confidence to say, I will successfully kind of practice Dharma, I will kind of continuously that kind of, I will eventually understand the Dharma and will successfully practice, reach enlightenment, and I won't make this afflictions over me, or kind of fall into afflictions. It's like Buddha are said, it's like a lion. Lions feared by all different animals. Similarly, Buddha is not because he's a warrior or something, but his words have a truth with that meaning. Meaningful, his words, and then all different other theories are different, but once Buddha have fully can present his understanding, then no one can surpass the Buddha. So his words become lion's roar, means kind of other different species have to kind of how to say, shattered or terrified, or it's not negative, but it's saying they will listen somebody who likes to have a reason or truth, then this is a kind of a voice you should listen. So then we become their kind of small lions. We supposed to be lion baby or something. Then we also show is a, if your father is very brave soldier or general or something, then you are the people who, 卖国贼，怎么说？卖不是卖国贼，就是两面派。 You are the, if you are, huh? No. You, if, for example, your father is very important, good role, making good, important legacy, you defeat his legacy. Something, you do something kind of opposite. Your father, for example, is somebody's father, not you. Father is a general person, philanthropy, doing a lot of philanthropy, something good activity, and then the son becomes stealing something from others, then these two different characters kind of matching with the same. So it's, he's saying that Buddha is an enlightened kind of noble among the Lord, or important teacher, and he taught Vinaya to attain 21,000 different type of greed, attachment, or not attachment, I think it's greed version. It's greed, and then do you have other words? Tangan. Yeah, greed. Greed. No. Greedy? Greed. Greed, no, not greedy. Greed.
Oh.
Yes. 21, it's, this is a way of counting 84,000 kind of afflictions. Generally we categorize 21,000 in the lust or greed, and then 21,000 in hatred or something dislike. That is saying, sutra teachings mostly, because it's talking about meditation to attain one's mind, to reduce the most forceful kind of emotion is hatred. And then the Abhidharma is important for attain one's ignorance, because there are a lot of analytical teachings. You can kind of make your mind brilliant, and then to transform ignorance 21,000. And then with the Vajrayana teachings said the greed, hatred, and ignorance, or three combined to reverse in 21,000 ways. So Buddha taught those important teachings, and then we should continue with this important lineage legacy. And Buddha has said, even somebody who had Buddha's kind of one branch or very some elements of the Buddha's quality, then this person deserve, 对, this person deserve like a whole three realms wealth of or material or three realms offered to this one person who had kind of piece of a Buddha's quality, this kind of worldly pleasure or something important. Five, I think, a scene, it's a beautiful scene, hearing, and smell, touch, and these taste, kind of the best things you can see, you can hear, And because we all value these very much, you know, this has become industry and the kind of empire of different business, you know, of these eyes and ears. And this is kind of, but what we follow in and seeing is important, think those are important. It's very, not matching any quality of enlightened qualities of teaching. And then, let's see. So also, there is a word saying, sandalwood. And so I think it's enough. I think this will skip. Otherwise, make you confuse more. Yeah, 现在是我读是不是还是你读？要我了是不是？ Yes, it's now my turn. 56了啊。 Those whom arrogance destroys are thus defiled. They lack self-confidence. Those who have a true confidence escape the fall, while others fall into power of evil pride. So they, I think they hear clearly saying two type of confidence and the self-confident and the pride. It's two same things. One is with the defiled and ignorance. And one who have wrong perception of self and me and mine, I and I think my, this type of thing, then this person, if I am very good and for all different things, I'm capable to this and that, that kind of a thing, you have to check fundamentally what you think about the self, how you self exist. These questions are very important. If you don't have a raising those questions and then just accept the secular kind of a feeling of I, mere concept, and then it could be very negative self. That's why five poison, there's greed, hatred, and ignorance, and proud, and doubt, and these count, and also some jealousy, also these count. And then one of the proud is kind of afflictions. We count as afflictions, important. And then the other one is saying empowering yourself and with the mind. Of course, this self, kind of afflicted emotion of self, also empowering yourself with the many things people can do with this full of energy and kind of braveness. Self is like that. Because of the motivation is different or the understanding basic self is different, so the result also will be different. Although they seemingly, even in a concept, sometimes it's difficult to differentiate those. One is pride, one is kind of self-confident. In normal interact, you may not see very different. That kind of broad appearance is also kind of similar. Even then, you will see great practitioner also sometimes maybe they'll have an ego-centric. Some people don't like that. It's a certain. I think even some, I knew some very good practitioners. They were kind of living bodhisattvas. But sometimes sometimes angry. Or sometimes I think people interviewing their bad news. And some people said, yes, he's a great master. but also very difficult to be with him or something like that. And I think these are, you can see clearly. But fundamentally, they were saying, if you don't really, you keep the compassion, at least important, keep all the compassion towards others, then it's become healthier. And if you have a less selflessness kind of understanding, realization, then it's completely perfect. Even though you raise kind of a powerful mind, a forceful kind of words, something, but with that non-attachment. And then this said, this mind of I can become enlightened one, it's important for Buddhism. That is not you dare to think about you become Buddha or something. How dare you? That is encouraged in Buddhism. It said you have to have this, you don't have to defeat yourself in the first ground. You have to, if you think I will never become a Buddha, that is my kind of a virtuous deed, then it said it's very bad. It's the most big enemy, one of the enemy, even sometimes it's bigger than the affliction itself, kind of a greed or attachment, hatred, that kind of import. So you have to have this encouragement saying, this Buddha said everyone has a Buddha nature. Or not also Buddha said that you can see yourself, potential is there. Mind capable to recognize and differentiate, analytical power is there. And also you have the basic, the right and wrong different, you can differentiate. And also you have the kind of general, basic virtue that you want to happy and happiness. You don't want suffering. That is basic moral kind of ground. And also the ground of you carrying love, not hatred. Because hatred or the negative brings suffering, positive, and love brings happiness. That is very sure. Because somebody hates you, you don't feel happy. Somebody loves you, you feel pleasant. So these are kind of a general fact that then you have this confidence from love and the wisdom aspect. We do have the seeds to continue to progress the teaching and the practice. And I remember once one Indian immigrants, they went to England and and then they said, used to English people look down Pakistanese and the Indian people. And if you, they were raising their head and saying something, this kind of words, they may almost say, how dare you are to like do such a thing or say such a thing, something like that. But in Buddhism, they say, or in some religion also say, that you can be in heaven, become guardian of gods or angel flying nearby, but you cannot become kind of God itself. So in the Buddhism, it said everyone have the full kind of capabilities and the potential to become. There's no slight difference than between Buddha and people. You can be achieved there. So you're not anymore the ornament of others. So you become the key, the important one. And and then this is a, this can be this kind of understanding and the proud or arrogant or self-confident that can reverse all negative. Do good, bravely do good things and achieve best. That kind of brave is to overcome even the pride, evil pride. Also through good kind of confidence, good reason based on kind of reasonable, sound reasons, then those afflicted and the emotional kind of pride, it's also overcome by this healthy self-confidence. And then there's a negative and unhealthy kind of arrogance that is, there's a bad consequences and the result. So we should weigh it. We said, in the future lives, if with that confidence of a wrong kind of emotional confidence, I think it's a kind of self-important, self-centered, self-egocentric kind of confidence that brings not only this life sometimes very difficult, negative, because it's said somebody who very confident and it's also same fragile as their show confidence, because they're afraid of other people's may say they're lacking of confidence. They try to use something gesture or something kind of wild, or even have a less kind of a sensitivities, not sensitive. And sometimes they use some kind of a way. Well, so for some religious people, sometimes they don't respect the normal people, say, I only respect God. Then, seemingly that is because they believe this, then it's okay, you think. But also, we say, you are living in this kind of a mundane world, and you are not in heaven yet, so you have to respect this, you know, people who are surrounding you or something important. After you kind of went to heaven, then you often meet with the important kind of creator, then you only respect that one, otherwise. So I understand their logic, and I also respect their kind of views. But for Buddhists, I think saying it's worthy to respect all sentient beings, and I think before chapter also mentioned many times, sentient beings are not general. This not if they you see the very weak and fragile sentient beings, but they can eventually become Buddha, and also very powerful kind of appearance. Characters in next life or future life, even in one lifetime, people in ups and downs, sometimes in imprisonment, sometimes in the king position, or you will often see people very poor become very knowledgeable, small, weak become very healthy, and very rich people become bankrupt, and the famous people destroy. And non-famous people become famous, and these changes in longer time than six realms, sentient being of kind of changing the position all the time. So we should say, four kind of afflictions, afflicted kind of appearances, distorted kind of characters of the understanding also. With these reflections, similarly, there's no kind of fixed position and identity. So we should say, either in one person or one being in the bottom of the hell, they will, theoretically, you can say one day they will become fully enlightened beings like Buddha. So, it's one, I think, good reason to respect. Otherwise, if we don't respect others, we don't see others' quality and self kind of improvement is difficult. And then future consequences, including that have to the as a good merit, good karma, you what you storage or saved in alaya is run out quickly because of arrogance or something, then you feel difficult. And even you gain, you don't need to go to a hungry ghost or have something animal realm, but if you still able to hang on in human realms, then the happiness and rich kind of life is impossible. And then you may become others kind of a slave or whole life to serving something others for king or queen. That's I think it's normally good, but if you some comes in a very low level, but even you are begging food, but you have a very evil people who control these beggars and sometimes not let them eat, and organized crime like they were making. And if you become kind of in a life, you have to serve, you earn your money and living by kind of massage or feed. But these are normal. We have to respect and do something. But sometimes you see all trainings. I went to different places, seeing so many different kind of way of training people, and sometimes they are kind of, how to say, kneel down and to offering something, food or something. And sometimes you have to kind of always fix others kind of who people don't like to do chores. For example, you in India, I think in some caste system, some people have to live others washing others kind of clothing and eat others leftover. Some rice, and I think they already eat when they're fresh and they're cooked. And then in hot days, they will quickly kind of become not very fresh. And when they went to outside and washing all clothing and each by one family to turning this clothing back to them, they will no paying money or server or anything, but a little bit food or from your plants or something, leftover something, and then what they get is the food. And I think this, they said, one person who elegant then become opposite of, you have no ground of elegant, and these suffering to, I think, experiencing opposite kind of position. Arrogant is the other side. If because people are poor or they're rich, they become very arrogant, they become poor. If they're arrogant because they are very smart, they become full. And if they be kind of physically very appearance, very good peer looking, and then become ugly. And because of arrogance, it's you use that to suppress, or you use that to make others uncomfortable. That karma consequences is like that. You take others' life, you become sometimes in unfortunate kind of realms, or sometimes even you are in human realm, you become targeted by people, harm you physically, or you that very early age, or this happens by harming others. He said, like the similarly, the proud, or these are the same. These words, I think, already from quotation of some sutras that if you have a proud and continue to not aware of that proud is based on ignorance, then the future consequence will be not very good. And in a negative realms, or unfortunate realms, and then said you were born in no time for yourself, but always serving others. And also, you become lower kind of a class or caste in a previous. And you become very weak, can kind of manipulate by the people, harmed by people, and they also sometimes become not very beautiful or ugly looking, something like that. Yes. Should we?
Or feeble-minded, ugly, without strength, the butt and laughing stock. These ascetics puffed up with conceit. If those you call proud, then you tell me who are the wretched. Who are the wretched?
So this continuously said, this is why we have to analyze cause and the conditions and the causality, what is right and wrong, what is accordingly, the according dharma, and these are important. We have to, how to say, respect who kind of the benefit of for me, or important, your father, mother, or teacher, or these are, I think, generally recognized as worthy to respect. Of course, we respect everybody, but especially those who have shown kindness to you. And then for people or beings in lower than you, you have to raise more compassion towards them. And people who have a similar status with you, you have to kind of also with the compassion, harmoniously with being with, be with them. Otherwise, bigger difficult kind of comes. It's here, so it's suppress. I think arrogant. Sometimes it's suppressing people. It's like that. Sometimes physically they want to kind of show the strength. Sometimes they use like a good speak to compete, and then forceful kind of words to make people down. And sometimes they even use eyes. I don't know. I use eyes to kind of staring people and then scaring people. Maybe next life, maybe no eyes or something. I don't know. I don't want to. Then no eyes, but according to these consequences, really harm. That's why sometimes the kids, what's it called? This, if you look in your mother and saying something, mother, the unpleasant thing, you will do something like this. What's it called? 对叫什么呀? 翻白眼那个。 You don't want to hear in from them, or you kind of show something, reject their kind of order or something, like their eyes or turn on the face. In Tibetan, sometimes they say the kids who do this kind of a type of a gesture to the parents, and then the future lives will be blind or something like that. Many people are afraid of doing anything. And that's it for Pampayan. Really nice.
Rolling.
And then without strength, and then other people look down you, because pride is opposite. You wanted to other people look up to you, and the consequence is the future lives. You run out the look up kind of a source, and then they become look down. It's a, I think, perfectly making sense. Anything you do extreme, then there is a opposite forces comes. And then, and then we think pride or arrogance or self-centered is very benefit to ourselves. It's kind of a wrong understanding. So if you still have a holding on that kind of arrogant, it's the something protection for yourself. Arrogant is something kind of really gain for long term. It's not right. In teaching often said temporarily arrogant makes some societies also can encourage people to have a showing this arrogant. But also you will see the, if arrogant without self-tame, self-containing the mind and understand the reality, they are, for, in order to benefit other people, they were kind of a, performing that. It's, I think it's okay because the, sometimes people, said, if you don't really have a, you already have awareness of any, everything, you have a, understand the harmfulness of arrogance, something, but the, in some circumstances may need to show kind of arrogant for the purpose of help others. For example, I say, Dharma is important, good, may not, people not believe that. And then in Tibet, we maybe say, I heard Dharma is important, and you may want to look by yourself or something. These words, I think people would like to hear. But in here, if you say, if you say, oh, I heard something, and then you may something, or maybe something, then people say, oh, forget about, you don't sure, then what is the purpose? I look at it, and you have to say, this is most important, this is something being, you have to kind of exaggerate more, a little bit more. I think in capital society, you have to advertise a little more. And as I said, there's a kind of a self-cheating and defeating more than that. The whole poor people to have a not understanding two different pride or self-confidence, then it may create kind of a negative consequences because of misunderstanding. So, this is a, as we said, strengthening yourself is always important, but the way of strengthening, we often emphasize, these are very important. Strengthening from, based on the wrong understanding of self, you think self is, how to say, I think it's a self-grasping type of self. Self-grasping type of self. That is harmful. So if arrogant or the confident from self-centered or self-grasping, then we should beware of not letting that kind of emotion carrying you. Otherwise, you will easily gain some hatred and also competition and also jealous, maybe have a revenge mentalities, and also less compassion will reduce, and control also the lacking of the self-control of action, speech, and mind. That is fundamentally because of the identity, understanding of I or phenomenon, that's always important for Dharma, emptiness of a phenomenon, emptiness of a person or a self. We did not have a associated with the wrong identity or the self-grasping, then that is difficult. So we have to have to conquer the ignorance or tame the mind of a distortion, a distorted mind. Then for this also need some kind of a confidence. That confidence is for Dharma confidence, for confidence of compassion, confidence of wisdom itself, the vision or the view itself. All compound things, all phenomena are compound, so there is no particular one kind of a solid existence. And then they said all phenomena are impermanent. That also shows there is no self indirectly. And all afflictions bring some kind of misunderstanding and suffering. And then said the total realization or nirvana has gone beyond the concept and the suffering. So similarly, if we deeply analyze these things and raise unshakable confidence through the understanding of meaning, then this can defeat or watch it. I think deceit or something. Deceit. There is a word here. Deceit? No. No, it's saying, if you watch it, you pinch, kind of, collapse. I think, collapse of the, ignorance and afflictions, the collapse of, through this. So, and also here saying, increase of your pride, esteem the increases of evil pride.
Stem
is the kind stem. Of a not seen. Yeah.
Change of pressure.
Oh. Yes. Yes, and this is saying pride is also not that immediately forcible. Sometimes it's hidden, a little bit growing in one's kind of not obvious for yourself even, pride. That's why they have to pay extra attention to see or to beware of this. And then if this through this health, the proper kind of a self-confidence to I think collapse is the wrong words. I think disintegrate is words, good words. Disintegrates one's kind of egocentric grasping. And then said we're going to be conquer ourselves and eventually become Buddha, the fruition of achieving Buddhahood, fully enlightened. And also you can fulfill all sentient beings help them to achieve their happiness and everlasting kind of achievement, accomplishments. And in Dharmapala said, one person, warrior, gone to battlefield and conquer 100 people, and that is nothing. But if one person can conquer themselves, conquer their ignorance of their self-afflictions of mind, then this is the best kind of victory. For this, I think we're going to stop here. And if you have a question or something, you can ask. Mm. If not, we're going to leave this dedication prayers. As the courageous Manjushri understood, and just like Shyamada Bhadra as well, I now dedicated all the spiritual, following their example, one and all, since dedication has been praised as a spring by all the victorious ones throughout three times. All the fundamental virtues I have, I fully dedicated to practicing the sublime. By this merit, may all beings attain in omniscience and defeat enemy wrongdoing. From stormy waves of birth, old age, sickness and death, from the ocean of existence, may all beings be free. By this virtue, may all beings complete the collections of merit and wisdom and attain two secret kayas, the rises from merit and wisdom. Through this goodness, may omniscience be attained, and thereby many every enemy mental defilement be overcome. May beings be liberated from ocean of samsara, which is troubled by waves of birth, old age, sickness and death. Thank you very much.